Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
So Lee, the plot of the movie almost always goes like this.
Okay.
An asteroid is discovered and it's on path to collide with the Earth.
Yeah, right.
And there's always like a 1% chance they can stop it, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But the government doesn't want to, but our hero does.
Yeah.
And so he finds a way to get them to do it. But somehow it works out despite 1%, and he saves the world.
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
Yeah, like four or five times, I
yes.
think. It's, yeah, so wait a minute, but that's how it is, you know. Well, basically that's going on right now with NASA. Yesterday, the collision was made, the DART mission. And so what they were trying to do is to see, they pick out an asteroid, they pick out a moon rock, basically, not a rock, but you know, floating rock, whatever, in space, to see if they could change its trajectory.
Right.
That was the question. I mean, it would have been cool if they could have just blown it to bits. We're not quite there yet.
No.
But,
I'm not sure we want to be there. That would require a tremendous
amount of energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? All we need to do is really shift it a few degrees,
exactly.
honestly, because
exactly.
when you're that, if you can do it that far out, that is going to make a massive, massive difference. You don't
that's
actually
it.
Have to move it too much
right.
off its trajectory. Kind of a cool thing if you can spot it early enough.
Exactly.
Right?
Very
so,
good. You've got this nailed.
I know. Well, I wasn't a victim of Common Core math
right.
and physics,
that's
though,
right, yeah.
so that helps me every day.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we launched. I mean, some of the details here just blow me away, the technology that we have.
Mm-hmm.
This was a spacecraft that was the size of a vending machine. They slammed it head on into a football stadium sized asteroid called Dimorphos.
I wish they'd taken our vending machine downstairs and done that with it.
Oh, I know. I would have watched live so I could cheer.
Because exactly.
I don't know what other use that thing has
I'm
down there.
You.
It collects money, but it doesn't vend.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, they hit it at a speed of 14,000 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
With the goal, per hour, yes, with the goal of altering its orbit forever. And what's really cool is that we're able to achieve a speed of 14,000 miles per hour in space, given how far away this thing yeah. actually was.
Because mm-hmm.
it's like 6 million miles out.
Right.
So, I mean, to me, that's just mind-boggling.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we launched the vending machine sized spacecraft like last year, okay? That's how long it's been traveling on this mission. So just to hit it was a feat. I mean, can you imagine
and
going
just to get close?
Yeah.
I mean, something is millions of miles away that and you're targeting where you think it's going to be a year ahead of time.
Yeah. So don't try that on Common Core math. It's not going to work out for you. But anyway, they weren't using Common Core math, so it worked.
Yeah.
It's a $325 million mission.
That's a bargain.
$325
million?
I mean,
dollars?
Yeah,
good
that's
grief.
Not...
The state of South Carolina could have done that. Heck, our company, Odyssey, could have done that. With I mean,
yeah, I know.
$325 million, that's just, you know, wow.
It's cool. I mean, can you imagine knowing this would be possible back when we first landed on the moon? Like, this is, it's incredible. But
yeah.
anyway, here's the thing, what we don't know right now, okay? Well, so it was a hit. That part was a success. So they're declaring
right.
it a success, but I take issue with that part. We don't know.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to watch it
right.
For the next couple of months to see, okay, like, what percentage, you know, were we able to knock
yeah,
it
I
off
mean,
its
what
course?
What they've got to do is compare the theoretical track it was going to take
yeah.
with the track that it's taking now and see if there's a difference. And if there was, and as you said, doing it millions of miles out, that's all it's going to take. Just a, you know, a fraction of degree millions of miles away will be a huge amount by the time it gets within our orbit. So,
yes.
This is fascinating. And it's I know this sounds like, you know, it's not that big a deal, but it's a huge deal.
Oh, it is.
I mean, good grief, just trying to take a weapon and point it at a target 30 feet away and hit a bullseye is an accomplishment.
Yeah.
And you know, we're sitting here on a moving object, the Earth, sending this object a year ahead of time to put it where we think another object, which is much smaller than Earth, is going to be, and then be able to hit it with a vending machine-sized thing, which we wish was the vending machine downstairs. But anyway.
Right. Yeah, we're willing to donate that thing. They can come get it anytime they want. So, you know, for the cause.
Well, not that since we're on the PhD weight loss program, we're not, Tara, we're not actually getting anything from that.
The
we just
want
to make sure that we're perfectly clear there. Yeah.
Yeah. But I still harbor deep feelings
exactly.
of resentment
yes.
and rage.
Yes, from past experiences.
The vending machine. Yeah. Yes. So, I mean, it's still there, but you know, I'm getting through it in therapy. Anyway, so just kidding. Meanwhile, just to put on another subject, this whole thing in perspective, this FBI raid on this poor father of seven,
this is,
it's horrible. Okay, so the story that the Department of Justice is telling is a lie, no surprise there, that he allegedly violated, there's a federal act that you can't interfere with somebody going in to get an abortion physically,
yeah.
right? So the way that the press release, the Department of Injustice and the FBI put out, and that's why we call them the FBI. It makes it sound like he just interfered with somebody, you know, going in and this is terribly shoving people. Well, now we have video. That's not what happened. He and his son were praying in front of the abortion clinic, and there was a pro-choice protester out there to counter people like them. And that person got in his son's space, got in his son's face, was saying obscene things. And the dad says to him, tells him, you know, stop it, stop doing this. He finally decides to remove his son from the situation. They leave the clinic. They walk away from the clinic. Because he's like, I got to get this guy away from my son. He's right. saying profane yeah. things, profane things. Yeah. He's so close to my son's face, the spittle is hitting him when he yeah. screams, right? So you can see it on video. They walk away from the Planned Parenthood, the exact opposite of what federal law forbids, right? Which is interfering with a woman right. trying to get an abortion. She's trying to go in there to get one, right? This is why the prosecutor in Philly did not prosecute this. And the father didn't, you know, beat him up or kick him or assault him. He pushed him out of his son's way after telling him repeatedly and removing himself from the situation. That kind of wasn't mentioned
yeah.
in the press release.
Right.
Justifying the, get this, 25-man raid. FBI raid. They come in at dawn, right? And people don't understand this. Chris Schwecker explained it. He's a former assistant director of the FBI, who I know very well. I know Chris well because he was the special agent in charge in Charlotte. And I went through his FBI academy when I was there. And Chris Schwecker, who's a pretty milquetoast kind of guy, usually will defend the Bureau, couldn't do it. And he was saying, listen, the only time we do a raid like this, we go in, guns drawn, 25 agents, element of surprise, is when we're dealing with like a terrorist, a drug dealer, somebody that we believe will flee or will fight back. I mean, in other words, the worst of the worst. Dangerous people, people who are violent. We don't do this on abortion, pro-life protesters with no history of violence. And listen, the supposed victim here, he couldn't even get a civil suit through Philly court. That was thrown out, too. That's how outrageous this is. And so, you know, we're having this now with the FBI, and you have to ask, who is next? And I think this is part of the Biden administration, the FBI playing the part and the role, as they often do at this time, of going into the midterms. Of, you know, political theater, helping the Democrats make a point. And Joe Biden wanted to make the point that these white supremacists are out there trying to, you know, keep women, these terrorist white supremacists trying to keep women from getting abortions to get voters to the polls, get the Democrats to the polls. They couldn't find any. So they had to create one. And that's what they're doing, despite the fact that that the local courts wouldn't dismiss this. So as we get more details of it, it's crazy.
It's just so insidious that we're involving federal law enforcement into something that you couldn't even get a ticket for. And it's a complete misuse of a federal agency.
25 and agents.
It is absolute idiocy. I mean, yeah. It's like trying to use an M1 Abrams tank to crack a nut.
Meanwhile, we have the Chinese buying up farmland.
Oh, yeah, I know.
John Boyd, who is the head of the Black Farmers Association, is extremely upset about this. He said farmers are losing their farms because the Chinese and Bill Gates are bidding so much money per acre, it's raising their property taxes because it raises their values. That is how much of this land that the Chinese are buying up. And he says Joe Biden promised him a meeting after he was elected, and he won't meet with him.
Yep. Cue up blood on the scarecrow from John Mellencamp, because that's exactly what's going on.
Yeah, except it's the Chinese Communist government buying. This is food, Lee. It's not just land, it's food.
I have to ask, how many countries would allow Americans, U.S. citizens, to buy up farmland anywhere near a government facility in their country? I dare say that there's probably already laws against that. Quite honestly, there's laws against it here, but they just seem to be ignored. But there's nothing that should prevent us from stopping foreign entities from purchasing property here.
Again, the big guy and his son, we know for a fact, took millions from the Communist Chinese Party via the businesses they set up with Hunter. And I pointed this out to you. There is not yet a case of anything that hurts America and benefits the Chinese in which Joe Biden did not side with the Chinese. There's nothing. You can't find one. And this is another one. And this is what happens when your president is owned in the FBI and, quite frankly, the CIA, because they also would have jurisdiction.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.